Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Players. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
So, A Vintage Christmas. This is an original, right?
It is. It's written by our resident playwright slash literary manager, Tony Sciullo.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And this is an Italian-flavored Christmas show. I love it.
Exactly. It came about a couple of years ago. Tony and I were talking, and I said, you know, why isn't there a wine country-centric holiday play? And I just threw it out. I said, you know, gosh, Christmas Carol would work perfectly. You could translate it. And then I said, okay, Tony, here's your task. Write us one. Write us an original one. So we came up with this really wonderful sort of mashup of Wonderful Life and Christmas Carol, and set it in the wine country around the Dominic Costello family. That has
believable.
Had a, but I'm totally believable, right? Costello
right.
Family Vineyards. It sounds
right.
like it should be a vineyard.
Right.
Maybe it will be. But the whole concept of it is that it's the 100th anniversary of Dominic's, I play Dominic in the show, his grandfather who founded the winery.
Uh-huh.
And so they're celebrating his 100th anniversary, and in addition to their annual Christmas party. And the winery is struggling financially, shocking. And so one of the things that Dominic is going through, he's struggling with, well, should I sell the winery? Should I just, you know, liquidate all our assets and get out of the business, or should I not? Because it's a family business. He thinks he's got this legacy, owns it to his grandfather. His kids are involved with it. So he's struggling with this.
Quite a believable predicament.
I think it is grounded in reality.
Right. Oh, that's just wonderful. Not only is it about a California winery, it's being performed at a California winery.
The folks at Trione Vineyards in Geyserville have been wonderful. They opened up their old stone building, which is a beautiful building. It's been around for at least 100 years, and we're going to be performing on the second story. So it's a great environment for a show about a wine family.
Right. What's the audience? How many people will it hold?
It's going to be intimate. So we're going to only have about 60 available seats. So you got to get your tickets early.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, you're the second show that I've talked to about today who, for one reason or other, people can't adopt that debonair air and say, oh, well, I'll just go the night of the performance and buy my ticket. Sorry.
That's right. Yeah, we like that when we have to, you know, tell people, hey, sorry, you missed it.
It's opening on the 1st and playing through the 10th.
Right. We have 7 performances. It'll be Friday through Sunday evening and then the following Thursday through Sunday evening. So all performances are 8 o'clock.
Any possibility for extending the run? Because
I'll tell you what, if it goes well, if it goes crazy, we would be happy to extend it.
Did Tony Sciullo have to instruct some of the cast members in correct pronunciation of Italian words?
Great question. Great question. Our first read through, we're all over the place, and Tony's very patient. He said, "No. It's che cazzo." And you know, I told Tony, I said, "I don't want it to be a kid show, but it should be family friendly. So if there's any cursing, make sure it's in Italian."
Right.
And there is. So those astute Italian observers will pick them out from the script when it comes to the show.
Right. I've noted even people who are good in language, somehow Italian is hard. It's hard to pick up the correct cadence to make it sound realistic.
That's a really good point. It's not just the pronunciation. It's the rhythm of it and the emphasis of it. And you can't, well, like I am now, you can't see it, but you can't help but use your hands when you're talking.
Right. So I take it's been fun to put this show together.
It has been a blast. And one of the great things about doing an original play is Tony's there most rehearsals, so you can always turn to him and say, I don't get this line. What does it mean? Or this isn't working. And he's really good. He has the thickest skin of any playwright I know. He's really good about saying, when you say this isn't working, he'll come back and say, you're right, I got to rewrite the pages, and he'll do it. So you get new pages the next day.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful show to just perfectly placed there right at the beginning of the Christmas season.
Yeah, we wanted to do it early to make sure, because everybody gets busy closer to the holidays, so we wanted to make sure people had a chance to see this show.
Well, let me tell people once again that this is A Vintage Christmas, a world premiere set right here in Sonoma County at Trione Vineyards. It's December 1st through the 10th, and it's at Trione Vineyards and Winery, 19550 Geyserville Avenue in Geyserville. For tickets and information, raventheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.